This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I want you to be part of the solution. My co-host every Friday is Sonia Schmidt. She joins us, and she adds a little color to the program.
So to speak. You're going to get in trouble for that.
I don't care. You're wearing pink. I think that's pink.
I am. Is it coming off pink? It's actually red.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, pink is okay.
It's very orange-red.
Yeah.
But
yeah. You're talking about dye, were you?
I know.
Red, green, blue, black. I mean, that's it. We don't have it. There's nothing in the middle. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, God. So, apparently, I'll play this and I'll see what I can do about having you hear it or whatever, but
okay.
This is, I played this earlier this week, and some people sent me some emails and said, you're going to be kidding me. That's not real, is it? Oh, yeah, it's very real. Take a listen. Take a listen if I can get it to work. Then you listen. Okay. Hold on. Let's see. Come on. You can do it. Where are you at? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Okay.
To live with the Homo sapiens in a way where we don't, you know, they don't affect us, we won't affect them, kind of like in a separation type of way.
I don't know what a Homo sapien is. If they're going extinct, that's very sad, but at the end of the day, I don't care.
It's not the fact that I don't like Homo sapiens, it's just that we've always lived without him, so we don't know anything at all.
Have you ever seen a Homo sapien?
You don't know, want to know. Yeah, I saw one once. At the zoo.
Describe it.
Furry.
Yep.
Big.
Mm-hmm.
Gorilla looking. He was picking his whatchadilly.
He was?
Yeah.
I've never seen one do that.
Well, I did. Homo sapiens. Let them die. Save the humans.
These people vote.
I don't even know what to say to that. What do you think that they think a Homo sapien is?
I have no idea. I don't even know
a
where
gorilla?
To start. I'm with you. I'm listening to this. It's like the third time I've listened, fourth time I've listened to this. I'm going, where, what are they? They must think, the one lady said she saw it at a zoo. So she must think it's some kind of monkey.
I also think it's a gorilla.
God.
But that's not typical for people to go let the animals die. So what group of people?
I have no idea. I like the woman who said, you know, we didn't need them before, we don't need them now. I don't really care.
But that's a perfect example of how we've been told things. And because halfway into that, I have to tell you, I was going, well, maybe I don't know what a problem is. That's how effective people have been about convincing us that we don't know what we know.
Oh, yeah. But I've always said, and some of that we'll play some more from Campus Reform. And they go out, they interview these kids on campus.
Okay.
And it's not the stupidity that shocks me. it's the authoritative way in which they say it that some of these younger people listening to them are going, well, wow, that sounds right. Maybe that's right.
I always say ignorance and arrogance are a really bad combination to have together. But when that one girl, I think the one woman, she just encapsulates what this generation feels. She goes, I don't care. She says, I don't care. And I think that's how young people feel. They don't care about anything. She ought to care about not knowing what a Homo sapien is.
Yeah, that is hilarious. And you sit there and say to yourself, did you sleep through the whole thing, or what happened there?
If they were actually getting education,
if they went to school, yeah, right.
Yeah, they may even go, but they certainly know what BLM or CRT or you know, slavery, 1916-19. I bet you ask them, they'll know something about that.
Well, I have to say, I guess I have to apologize again for my white brethren, because apparently new reports show that black people experience more sleep deprivation than other groups. And I can't stand it.
If my life is any example, I would say that's true.
Well, the interesting thing about this, they took a poll of, I think it was 1,500 or so people. And when you go down the list, it says, let me see, out of the 1,400 people, responses, 9% reported getting less than 5 hours of sleep, 62% reported getting less than 5 to 7 hours of sleep, and only 28% reported getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep in total. They went on to say that, the sleep pad. The study found that more than half of the white respondents were getting the recommended 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night, while only 44% of Hispanic and 36% of black respondents were. Now, they've done studies before on the racial disparity in sleep, and they say the blacks get, black Americans in particular are experiencing more sleep debt than other groups. Now, the reason they say this is for the racial disparity in sleep is one of the most pervasive stereotypes about black people is they're categorized as lazy. Many of these racist beliefs attributed to black people started during slavery and are still pervasive today. The illustration is when a white student fell asleep at Yale University, he was allowed to sleep at the library. The black kid, they woke him up. Be back in a few minutes. I'll give you time to.
I'm taking notes.
I am taking notes. You are. We'll be back in a few minutes. People don't go far. No napping. Be right back.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God! They're like flying television!
Welcome back to the Joe Messina Show. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show, but not Joe Messina. You're listening to me, Sonia Schmidt, who co-hosts on Friday night. And we're always happy to have you join us. Please call in. I have to get this number right without my glasses. It's 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. Joe.
What?
I want to go back.
I was
to the
napping morning. Over here. Thanks. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, of course I can't.
No.
Because, you know, it's a color yeah. thing. I wish I could, but you know, I don't know. That article is very mixed up. They're yeah. saying that we don't get enough sleep because we're concerned about the stereotype of being lazy that's been passed down from slavery? Is that what you're...
Yeah, that's part of it. They also go on to say that blacks don't earn as much as whites in the same fields. Therefore, blacks have to work more hours to make the same amount of money in a day than a white person does.
What's that have to do with sleep? Unless they're giving us nap time on the job, I don't really understand how that ties. We have to work harder to earn the same amount of money. That's a topic all of its own. Could or could, may or may not be true. I don't know. That's the same sort of thing they say about women and men working the same job and making the different amounts of money, which they've already proven that that's not true, and there's reasons for differences in pay. So I don't know what they're saying with this black people have to work harder or longer hours and how that's connected to sleep.
If you read through further, I mean, I'm throwing this together to a degree, but you know, it's the same old stuff that we heard in the past where you don't make as much money, you tend to eat worse, you don't eat nutrient-rich diets like, you know, whites and others do.
Right.
You know, your housing situations weigh heavily. People of color are more likely to live in areas where the environmental hazards are worse than they would be in white. I mean, it's just like, my God, we just have beaten you down to the point where you don't know how to eat, you don't know how to sleep, you don't know how to work.
If only we had a political party who could take care of us. If only. Now, none of this really makes sense. And you know, they have to turn everything into, give it some racial, racist component.
That's the only reason I even popped the story open when it said that, you know, black people experience more sleep deprivation than other groups. I'm thinking, okay, why and how and...
Right, they never talk about causation. They don't have to go that far. As long as you can claim something is racist, you don't even have to see what... They don't even have to try to figure out what they're talking about, why that might be. Then they put their own spin on it. You see how it goes back to the liberal spin? It's because we're so downtrodden. We work hard. We work in jobs that aren't healthy. We eat greasy foods. We, you know,
You guys eat good greasy foods. I eat eaten down there in South Central.
Buddy. Every time I go down there, I just get a craving. If I'm on the...
You can't not stop. When you're on the regular streets, you can't not stop in there.
I know. But it's so dangerous down there now. I don't know. But we need to hurry up because I got to take a nap.
Okay.
But you know what? It's very true that that black people have... We're very self-conscious about how we're perceived. So there might be something to that perception that we're lazy if we sleep too much. So, I mean, it's like I told you, I don't eat fried chicken in public. I won't eat watermelon in public. There's just certain things I won't do. I probably would not take a nap in public because of that perception that goes all the way back. And that shows you the ultimate gaslighting. How can they pin the label of laziness on people who were slaves? They actually worked from sun up to sun down, literally. And then we walk away with the title of lazy? That just shows you the power of the liberal gaslighting.
Oh, no question about it. And as Zoe always says, they keep it going. They keep the hatred going. They keep the racism going. I got a lot of friends of different colors. I don't know anybody who has said black folks are lazy. I don't know any of my buddies that have ever said that.
I know.
You know?
But it's a stereotype, and the left has kept that going. One thing that shows you what a great country we are in terms of color and that we should not forget it is, I don't know if you saw the montage of people commenting and feeling the song that Oliver Anthony sang, Richmond, north of Richmond or something like that, Richmond, north of Richmond. And there was a montage where people of all colors are relating to this song. There were two men on there, two black men that actually cried, brought tears to their eyes. And, you know, one thing that, I tell you what, the left has finally brought us all together in our misery. They have made us so miserable that we could commiserate all on the same thing. The things that they are putting us through is making us so sad that we are joining hands in that.
You know, somebody had sent me a note earlier today about fatherhood. Mm. And saying, you know, Joe, remember, you've talked about this on your show. He said, remember that, you know, the numbers show when you don't have a dad in the house, especially for a daughter, there's so much more damage done to the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, and daughters and sons. But daughters tend to fare worse when dad is not at home.
Right.
And this is one of the questions he told me to ask you. He said, think about the black community starting in the mid-60s and how it was almost made to be taboo for the black man to be in the home. You couldn't, and again, perception or reality, you couldn't get welfare, you couldn't get government aid, you couldn't get this, you couldn't get that, if you knew where daddy was. So he said, think of the damage, not just the financial damage, think of the damage that was done to the kids. Think of the damage that was done, yes, financially. Think of the damage that was done to that man's psyche when he's no longer, he's only needed to make the kids, he's not needed to do anything else.
That's right.
And do you feel like there's any truth to that?
Oh, there's absolutely. Except for I don't know that it was the 60s as much, because I think there were a lot of intact families during the 60s. It wasn't until the 70s. When was LBJ president?
LBJ was mid-60s.
Mid-60s. Okay, well, maybe he's right. But I remember as a child not ever seeing a single-parent home. There was only one divorced family. They'd gotten divorced while we were kids, and there was a huge stigma behind that. When I grew up, I grew up in South Central, it was two parents, went to church, lawns were manicured, the whole bit. But I did see the left come in there with their ideology, and we adopted it, and we wound up where we are.
Yep.
Now, not only does it... It does harm to both sexes of kids.
We got to go. We got to go for the break because we got to go for the money. So be back in a few minutes. You guys take a nap while we're gone. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mazzini Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
morning news update. President Biden is warning residents of Southern California to be ready for Hurricane Hillary.
I urge everyone in the path of this storm to take precautions and listen to the guidance from state and local officials.
Hillary remains a powerful Category 4 hurricane in the Pacific, and it's prompted the first ever tropical storm watch for the region. It's expected to land over the weekend, possibly Sunday, as a tropical storm. A Marine student dies in a training exercise.
The Marine student was assigned to the School of Infantry West at Camp Pendleton. They died in a nighttime live fire event Thursday night. Major Joshua J. Pena said in a press release that the investigation into the circumstances of the death is ongoing. I'm John Fink.
At least 1,300 people are still missing after the wildfires in the Hawaiian island of Maui, and Hawaii Governor Josh Green is among those fearing a much higher death toll. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Back, Joe Bezina, your host, your co-host tonight. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The one that makes the team complete, Sonya Schmidt, joins us as she does every Friday. And
that's right.
Yeah,
I'm the complete. Big cheese tonight.
You
I'm
are. You is. So, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez. We enjoy our time with us, and please call in at 855 Real Joe.
Yeah. 855-732-5563. But listen, I had a wonderful call from a woman in Florida, and she listens to the show, and she always says to me, Joe, you talk too fast. You have to slow down when you give the number.
Yeah.
855, and I'm not making fun. I'm really not. You're right. I have to slow down. I do.
Yeah.
You're not the first one. But the 855-732-5563. That simple.
Thank you, nice lady from Florida. Nice lady. Nice lady. That's great. I'm glad they said that because you do say it really, really fast.
Thank you. Well, it's just right faster. I don't know what to tell you. That was Julie from Florida. And Sonya, why don't you welcome the listeners out of WWPR 1490 AM out of Tampa. They're also having a lot of rain, too, out in that area.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I wonder if they're having a lot of heat, too. This is crazy weather. You know it's all due to global warming. So,
well, crisis, global warming, cooling, climate, disaster,
right.
Something.
Something.
I can't keep that. Yeah.
Something. Well, welcome. Right. Welcome, Tampa. I hope to get there someday soon. I like traveling. I don't get out enough.
Yeah, I don't like being on a plane that long. All right. You were talking about two-parent homes.
Yeah, someone, one of your listeners wrote in about the destruction, basically, of the black family unit as it was. And if you read or listen to any of Thomas Sowell's work, he talks about the intact black families. And even in antebellum slavery in the South, a lot of those men who were on railroad cars, and they would stop off at different homes to do odd jobs, were in search of their families. They had been separated from their families, and now they were in search of their families. They would go across country to do this. So we were very family-oriented.
I did not know that. See?
Isn't that an interesting fact?
They were searching for their families and picking up odd jobs as they went across the country.
Right. Exactly. But then, of course, our heroes, the Democrat Party, came in and had and I believe it was a plan, because it was literally said, we'll have them voting for us for 100 years if we, you know, can implement this policy. And the policy basically was to remove black men from the home, and we'll be the husbands. The government will be the husband. And the thing about it is if you take what God gave men to do, and that's to be a provider and to protect their families, you take that from them, what else are they going to do? So you've seen generation after generation of the relationships between black men and women get worse and worse, to the point now where we have like a 75% single parent household. You have, you know, they talk about the incarceration. All of that, to me, this is not happenstance. You know, it's not.
No,
it is by design.
There's no doubt that there was enough hatred towards the black community. There were enough racists, loud racists around, to where they were able to put together a program to keep the black community down. No question about it. You know, I love those people who call me racist because they don't listen to the show. And I've said it, and you know I've said it for years. Is that I don't think there's another group of people, if there are, you know, enlighten me, that have been through so much, that have been held down so much. When you keep telling a kid how stupid he is, when you keep telling a kid he'll never amount to anything, they usually don't amount to anything.
That's right.
And yet the black community has overcome so much. They've done so much. They've offered so much or given so much back to humanity as a whole. How we keep not celebrating their accomplishments.
Well, I tell you what. I think it's the ones who've accomplished are the ones that don't adopt the victim mentality. You know, and going back to the black home, and I think this is across the board with any color home, you have a father in the house, but he doesn't edify his wife. He doesn't treat his wife well. Mm-hmm. That plays a lot into how the daughters feel about themselves and the type of men that they would get, you know, that they would welcome into their lives. So it's not just that we have to have a male, you know, a father and a mother in a house, but we do need fatherhood. Men are so important to our well-being, our society.
Well, so you're not a feminist then, I take it.
I think that is a feminist. I want to be feminine, and I want my husband to be the masculinist. I want him to do the things that God put in his heart and soul to be, which is a protector and a provider. And if he's doing that, I can do all the other stuff that God put in me to do. And then the kids are happy.
But look
what the left has done. The left has told women that they're unhappy. And I remember in the 70s, women were just like going to get bread and leaving. They wouldn't come back because they were going to find themselves. They'd go find themselves. That's because the left doesn't have any, they have nothing. So they got to go find it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I could joke about that all day long. You know, my dad would have slapped me upside the head and go, there you are, right there on the floor. Okay, now you know where you are.
But women who are walking away from their families, and we were supposed to celebrate it. It was the hell and ready time. I am woman, hear me roar. I can walk out on my family and, you know. Well, I never understood why this was going to turn out good. And
I think I've seen more of that now in this last decade or so than I saw back in the 60s and 70s. I mean,
because it hasn't gotten any better.
I wasn't paying attention. Is that kind of what you're saying?
No. I think it started then. It was celebrated then. And now I don't think, I mean, if you look at the rate of marriages, period, across the board, and the rates of people having children across the board or keeping the children that they actually create, the numbers are very low. We're not a, we're not as we have been designed to be.
No.
In terms of relationships and...
Which is why we have, I believe, we have the mental health issues that we have is because...
I do.
Everything that we're taught that's being pushed on us in schools and by people that are supposed to be trusted, doctors, teachers, and so forth, go against every grain of truth and reality that your body wants to deal with. I mean, again, look at your DNA. The reason your body knows how to fix itself and what to do and what have you is because of your DNA. And here you are cutting and scraping and taking stuff off and adding stuff on. And the DNA is going, what do I do with that? What is that?
Right. It's so true. The body was designed as such a miraculous instrument.
Perfect.
It's like, it's amazing. And then, I mean, talk about, what is it called? Intelligent design.
Yes.
And then you take a 12-year-old who's had a bad week because she's, you know, maybe has to wear a training bra and more comfortable being a dude and just cut up the body. And once you start introducing that sort of medical intervention, now the kid is worth thousands to the medical industry.
Yep. Oh,
and
yeah.
It
quickly popped, what was the number a couple of weeks ago? It was a little over $4 billion. The industry has quickly popped to a little over $4 billion. I mean, think about that, people. They don't care about your kids. They care about the almighty green.
I don't understand how you can love money that much. There's certain things in life that I don't understand how you could accept a dime for doing it. I watched another documentary. I think this one was on Netflix, but it was about the people who had created the the drug?
OxyContin.
OxyContin. They did another one with Matthew, the guy that was in, we're forgetting everything. Ferris Bueller. What is his name? But it was really good. The first one was good too. The Stecklers, I think, was the family's name. But how did they do what they did, knowing how many people were dying just for the almighty dollar? I mean, we hear stories, I know you've heard them this week about the Maui fire.
Right?
How
evil.
Do you,
just flat out evil.
Is it just flat out evil?
Think about it. Go back. I know I'm going to say it wrong again, but I'm Italian, right? Go back to, is it Tuskegee or Tuskegee? Because, I can make them Italian blacks. That would be even better, right? Tuskegee. I mean, that was pure evil. That was a bunch of people who didn't care about these men that were willing to give their lives in combat for us and saw them as valueless. That's evil.
There will be evil with us forever, and it's not specific to white people either.
Gotta go to commercial. We have to make some money. Goodbye. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far.
Attention. Your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
Go. Go for it.
I'm assuming that's music.
That is, what do you mean? That is music.
I can't hear it. You know what? Joe, if you're going to have me step up my game here, I gotta get some headphones. So okay.
Well,
that's
I will
what
come
I, that's
over
on
and
me.
Take care of that. I will make sure you have what you need.
That's on
what
me.
What you need.
Which I need. But yeah. In the meantime, welcome to the Joe Messina Show. I'm not Joe Messina. I'm the girl without the headphones who can't tell when to come back on the air because she can't hear. Welcome back to the show. And call us in. Call us at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. See how you say it nice and slow, Joe?
Yeah, I'm taking notes.
So nice that you let me
come on. Have you ever heard Italians speak? They don't.
Yes, I have.
They flow at, what, 627 miles an hour, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And like black people, half the words are wrong. They're just used wrong. So.
God bless.
I used to be engaged to an Italian. Trust me.
Oh,
I,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And didn't turn out well.
Yeah, Tammy's close friend of hers told her Italian men are either family men or they're not.
Or they're not.
That's really how it works. Yeah. They is or they ain't. They ain't no middle ground with them, you know?
Yeah, indeedy duty.
What were we talking about? The trans individual, actually a trans group, who says if you're cis and you won't date a transgender, then you are transphobic, period. And,
that's crazy.
For a country that prides itself in freedom and of religion and choice, it's odd to see a thing like this trend. It is. It's trending on Twitter. And apparently a transgender individual claims that if you're a cis biological man or woman, you're transphobic if you don't date a trans person. This is despite the preferences you might have to have, you know. So does that mean I'm blondophobic if I don't want to date a blonde girl? Am I
homophobic
if I won't date
one,
right?
There was a time you could have preferences. Have we had a week where we haven't had new rules from the left? And who told them they could call me cis? I don't even like that term. I don't know what it means. I don't like it. I don't like the way it sounds. And I don't want to be referred to as that. And how dare them tell me that if I don't date a chick, if I wanted to date a chick, wouldn't that just make me a lesbian? Yes. It doesn't have to make me right or wrong. It just makes me like like a lot of estrogen. I mean, I don't know. They just can't get a good night's sleep and leave people alone.
They need company with their misery, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
misery does
love company. So the article goes on to say that it's tough enough in the dating world to find a compatible partner.
That's
you know
true.
How much more complex it is for a transgender individual. And
they
because we won't step up, they can't find dates.
That's their problem. They picked it. You want me to talk to you about the dating life of black women? No. No, I mean, listen. They can't change up for themselves and then change our rules to meet what they've decided to do. They didn't give that some thought before they decided to have a sex change. I saw that transgender man. She was a woman. She's a woman in, you know, in real life. But now she identifies as a man. She looks like a man. And I actually felt bad for him because she was crying about how people are so hateful towards white males and that she has no close friendships or bonding or ways that women used to even talk to one another, no one to talk to. And I'm like, why didn't you think of that before you decided to be a dude?
Well, did you? Yeah, was there? There was a. God, I can't remember what there was a girl that lived as a guy. I got to get this information down because I read the story and I went, yeah, okay, whatever. There was a woman that lived as a guy for 2 years. She did it because she heard how bad it was to be a single man.
Right.
You know, how tough it was to be a single man, and she didn't believe it. She got so depressed she killed herself.
Wow.
All right. Now that doesn't mean that men have it that bad. What it means is that you're not built to go through the stuff that we go through. We're not built to go through the stuff you go through. Okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it also proves that she had some stuff going on long before she did that. Because, you know, she probably should have gotten some mental health issues worked on before she made the transition. But I can't imagine it being a tougher life for guys. But I don't know. I mean, who knows? I'm not a guy, so I don't know. But I also think that what they have to deal with in terms of women.
But it's all different. Look at
going to
women
work
have to deal with, you know, sometimes you guys get involved with crap heads. Okay. And I'm sorry, but there's a lot of women out there who think they can fix the man. You're not going to fix
because
the guy.
Because that's our nature. We want
to
coddle.
I know. You want to medicate them and feed them and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, but it goes back to not having fathers in the house. If you weren't built up and told that you were I don't want to say special because we're not special. You are special because you've done something to earn being special.
You are more than your body parts.
Yes, you're more than your body parts, which is what these kids nowadays are all competing on. But if you have a father that cherishes you and cherishes the mother, you're a leg up. But we don't have that in most cases. I don't even know that we have that in the majority of white homes, even if the father's there. How are they treating the mother? Is he the head of the house? Is he leading the house through Christ? If you don't have that stuff going on, he's probably not imparting things into his children that are going to benefit them in the real world.
You know, in Tyler Perry's,
I Can Do Bad All By Myself?
Medina does Halloween or Boo 2 or something, right?
Boo, right.
Yeah, the daughter, a little bratty thing anyway, the daughter at one point in time goes off on him, the dad, and she says, nobody respects you. Mom didn't respect you. You weren't the man of the house. And she goes off on him in that light. And I've often wondered if he was trying to make a point in writing it that way.
Yeah, well, he does write male characters that have a lot of growth to be had. But I have a girlfriend whose father was very wimpy, overpowering, loudmouth mother, and the father just sat in his easy chair, watched TV, and took it. I guess it was better that he just, like, lay low. But the daughter to this day has very, very big issues with men. And she's very domineering, and she's working on it. At least she's aware of it and working on it. But it's just not good to have a wimpy father either.
Look, from a biblical perspective, the things that people keep forgetting, yes, the man is supposed to be the spiritual head of the household. The man is also supposed to be the head of the family, not the dictator, but the head of the family. If the husband and wife are one, you're not going to treat your wife like garbage because you're treating yourself like garbage, right? You know, there's a different... If you take the true Christian viewpoint on family and being a husband and treating your wife properly, your kids will grow up strong because they'll see the love that you had for your wife. They'll see how your wife was treating you and how a couple is supposed to treat each other. But we don't do that anymore. We kind of give in little cracks to what society says, don't we?
Well, one thing is parents nowadays, they want to be their kids' friends more than they want to be their parents. And I told my kids, you can get other friends. You can't get another mama. So it's my job to do what I got to do. And I was a single parent. It's kind of amazing that. But I stayed home. I didn't pursue my life. My life, I was told in church by a pastor, those kids are my life. That's what I got to do. And that's what I did. And I was like, God, just keep me attractive enough to date after they get grown and out of the house. But, yeah, the family is so important. But look at what the left is intent on destroying. The family.
The family. You can't have the family. Because that means that you have somebody you care about more than them.
That's right?
You have somebody you're willing to die for more than them.
Yeah,
they can't have that.
Nope. And look what they're doing in their military. It's the same thing. Yeah. We had men who would be willing to put their lives on the line for our country. Now we don't know what this country is. We're getting ready to jail a candidate for president because he's more popular. He's got the possibility
He's
a political opponent.
More popular. Yep.
That's right. That's not America. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. Amongst other things, mutilating our children, and we can go on and on and on. But what guy's going to sign up to die for that?
No, they're blaming the right now for their inability to recruit people for the services. And they said that we're spreading false rumors about what they're doing in the service. The funny thing about it is, it's the people in the service that are spreading those rumors.
Exactly. We heard it from the horse's mouth. Nevertheless, everybody, even if you can't articulate it or put your finger on everything, you know something drastically is going wrong with this country. You know, just like that rich man north of Richmond song. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what color you are. You get it. You're living it. Your grocery bills are telling you. Every time you go get gas, you're feeling it. Every time you see Joe Biden stumble off the stage, you know you're not in good hands.
Oh, my God. Somebody get Grandpa quick. we're there. We're up against it.
All right.
Say good night, and they can find you in a week. Well, You can hang out, but I think you're not. Yeah, see, I
knew it. I gotta go find that lady who took my groceries and never came back.
Goodbye. All right, people, be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Up your order.